By downloading this Fifi, Dave, Bev and Byron catch-up, you've upgraded the next 30 minutes of your life. At Melbourne Airport Parking, upgrade from the long-term car park to the at Terminal T4 car park for just $15. When you book online and park before 12 September, melbourneairport.com.au.
Yesterday it was announced that Justin Bieber, the Biebs, was unexpectedly cancelling the rest of his Purpose World Tour. Now, this is due to unforeseen circumstances, so then the speculation begins. And inside sources apparently think that it's because he wants to start his own church. That's right, he wants to get closer to his faith. And to talk about this, we have, I mean, you don't get much closer than this. We actually have God on the line. God, are you there?
I'm always here, I'm God. I see everything.
That's right.
Which, if I've got to be frank, that isn't always a good thing. Like, I saw Fev and Byron naked at the snow and you cannot unsee them.
Now, God, we thought we'd talk to you about these rumours that Justin Bieber, apparently he may want to run his own church.
Oh, Jesus.
You're not happy about that?
Oh, no, sorry. I was just talking to my son. Jesus, hey, mate. I noticed you turned the spa water into wine again. I hope you enjoy that hangover when you're cleaning out the filter. Oh, kids. Sorry, where was I?
We were talking about Justin Bieber starting his own church.
Oh, man. Why does everyone think they can be a franchisee? I am sorry, but there's something he hasn't heard of late. No.
But I thought you loved all God's creatures.
Yeah, I do. Just not when my name's on the product, all right? Capiche? I mean, look, I spent a lot of time with my marketing department getting it just right. You know, what's good for our brand, what helps growth. I mean, he's probably going to play his own music, isn't he? That's all working.
You don't? Did you not want music at church?
Niet, nada, no. How many other languages do you want to hear it in? Because I invented all of them. We're not cracking into the good book, then taking a break while he plays Gazpacho.
Don't you mean Despacito?
Despacito.
Oh, see, you can't even say it. Look, all I'm just saying is hell of no-nos, all right, Biebs? Look, guys, I'd love to stick around here, but I got to go. Margaret Courts puts words in my mouth again, and she's the best example if you've got to vet people before you hire them. So I am out of here.
Are we going to play some Biebs right now for you, God?
Ooh, crack a window. This stinks.
Fifi, Dave, Fev and Byron.
So much talk about the royals at the moment because over the weekend, Wills and Harry, they did an interview. They showed photos from albums when they were kids. They talked about losing their mother. Really candid chat that's obviously everyone's talking about. And really, so, I mean, they are just lovely guys, aren't they? Like, just you look at them, we don't know them personally, but you go, what great men.
I usually wouldn't be interested in royal chat, but I have seen The Crown now, so I am fully on board with this. Fev and I are right there for you,
love
mate.
The Crown.
Well, this is the bit. This is getting a bit saucy today, and I don't understand how this happens, because you know royalty, obviously, they've got the money, they've got the fame, they've got the resources.
They're on money.
To be exactly.
They are money.
To be really private. And yet there's some recordings that have been released. Apparently Diana, she had sessions with a voice coach and she was very honest in, and they almost ended up like a counselling session, and they've now been leaked. And I'm wondering who recorded her speaking about her intimate personal life. So we're going to play it now. You're about to hear Diana talking about her sex life with Charles. This is so intimate.
With a voice coach, all right.
With a voice coach. Now, yeah, listen carefully.
That's so true. You stick with grammar. Yeah, not my activities in
this
the bedroom.
This is audio from back in the 90s and not necessarily well recorded. So listen carefully, but she's talking about the lack of intimacy in her marriage.
There's virtually no sexual relation.
Well, there was. But it was odd, very odd. But it was there. And then it fizzled out about 7 years ago. There was no requirement for it from...
There was never a requirement for it from him.
I think that was her psychiatrist.
Well, was a voice coach.
Oh, surely. How did he get to that?
Well, how did he get to record it?
Hey, Diana, let's just talk about you and Charles' sex life and voice it in a very, very
somber, deep tone.
Although, as a side note, I would love it as a bit of Ladette to Lady, like dying real life. Like, all right, what's happening? All right, get it in. You're going to have to calm that
Henry
down.
Higgins wasn't doing this with Mary. Actually, he was with Eliza Doolittle in My Fair Lady. It's a musical reference, guys.
What a reference.
Feb was about to pick you up on that. Good thing you corrected it.
What an unbelievably fantastic reference, because she only said it at the end when we all stared at her blankly.
What? My Fair Lady, it's one of the best musicals. Yes. It's on now in Melbourne.
Got any Breakfast at Tiffany references you also want to throw out?
No, what is interesting, yeah, we can all talk, like, amazing that she even talked about her sex life with a voice coach and that he was allowed to record it and take it away from the palace, like, and the fact that it's all surfacing now. But it's interesting, though, because from the outside, you look in and you think, Diana, beautiful, gorgeous princess, married to a prince, what could be wrong with that picture? And then when she talks about, no, it wasn't a requirement from him to have intimate relations, so honest. But this is interesting, and I don't think we speak about this often on the show, or maybe even to friends, because you feel embarrassed by it. But not everybody wants that. Like, and I don't know if there's anyone listening, any girls who may, because you can start, if your partner isn't sex man, doesn't want it.
So just guys who don't want it, because that would be unusual.
That's what I mean. So you can start to think, am I not attractive enough? What's wrong with me that he's not, you know, jumping on me every time I walk in the door. But the truth is...
What's happened?
What?
Yeah, is this a cry for help from you? Are you okay?
No.
I know what Fee's driving at, because Charles didn't need it. It was every month or something. I mean,
yeah,
that seems a bit unusual.
Every 3 weeks maybe, but she just said it wasn't a requirement. Mm. And if there's 131060, any girls listening who want to talk about it, maybe... It is something that you've dealt with in a relationship. Maybe you're no longer in it, or maybe you're in it at the moment. Because I don't think all guys, or maybe there's guys listening, I don't think guys need it all the time necessarily. And I think maybe they end up feeling like they have to.
Why is Fev giving you the silent treatment?
I can't come. I mean, I'm just
almost dumb to that.
I mean, I can't come with you. That's what I meant.
No. It all made sense in context. Let's take a break.
Actually, meant like I can't come with you. 13, I don't get it.
13, 10, 60.
No, the beauty of this is you're not supposed to get everything,
yep.
And there are elements to people's lives that aren't necessarily like yours.
I wish
like
I had
yours.
That 5 seconds back.
Let's take a break.
Only takes 5 seconds.
Fifi, Dave, Fev and Byron.
So much talk about the royals at the moment, because over the weekend, Wills and Harry, they did an interview. They showed photos from albums when they were kids. They talked about losing their mother. Really candid chat that's obviously everyone's talking about. And really, they are just lovely guys, aren't they? Like, just you look at them, we don't know them personally, but you go, what great men.
I usually wouldn't be interested in royal chat, but I have seen The Crown now, so I am fully on board with this. Fev and I are right there for you.
Love The Crown.
Well, this is the bit. This is getting a bit saucy today, and I don't understand how this happens, because you know royalty, obviously, they've got the money, they've got the fame, they've got the resources.
They're on money.
To be exactly.
They are money.
To be really private. And yet there's some recordings that have been released. Apparently Diana... she had sessions with a voice coach, and she was very honest and they almost ended up like a counselling session, and they've now been leaked. And I'm wondering who recorded her speaking about her intimate personal life. So we're going to play it now. You're about to hear Diana talking about her sex life with Charles. This is so intimate.
With a voice coach, all right.
With a voice coach. Now, yeah, listen carefully.
That's so true. You stick with grammar. Yeah, not my activities in
the
bedroom.
This is audio from back in the 90s and not necessarily well recorded. So listen carefully, but she's talking about the lack of intimacy in her marriage.
There was. But it was odd, very odd. But it was there. And then it fizzled out about 7 years ago. There was no requirement for it.
There was never a requirement for it from him.
I think that was her psychiatrist.
Well, was a voice coach.
How did he get to that?
Well, how did he get to record it?
Hey, Diana, let's just talk about you and Charles' sex life and voice it in a very, very
somber, deep tone.
Although, as a side note, I would love it as a bit of Ladette to Lady, like die in real life. Like, all right, what's happening? All right, get it in. You're going to have to calm that down.
Henry Higgins wasn't doing this with Mary. Actually, he was with Eliza Doolittle in My Fair Lady. It's a musical reference, guys.
What a reference.
Fev was about to pick you up on that. Good thing you corrected it.
What an unbelievably fantastic reference, because she only said it at the end when we all stared at her blankly.
What?
My Fair Lady, it's one of the best musicals. Yes. It's on now in Melbourne.
Got any Breakfast at Tiffany references you also want to throw out?
No, what is interesting, yeah, we can all talk, like, amazing that she even talked about her sex life with a voice coach and that he was allowed to record it and take it away from the palace, like, and the fact that it's all surfacing now. But it's interesting, though, because from the outside, you look in and you think, Diana, beautiful, gorgeous princess, married to a prince, what could be wrong with that picture? And then when she talks about, no, it wasn't a requirement from him to have intimate relations, so honest. But this is interesting, and I don't think we speak about this often on the show, or maybe even to friends, because you feel embarrassed by it. But not everybody wants that. Like, and I don't know if there's anyone listening, any girls who may, because you can start, if your partner isn't sex man, doesn't want it.
So just guys who don't want it, because that would be unusual.
That's what I mean. So you can start to think, am I not attractive enough? What's wrong with me that he's not, you know, jumping on me every time I walk in the door. But the truth is...
What's happened?
What? Yeah, is this a cry for help from you? Are you okay?
No.
I know what Fee's driving at, because Charles didn't need it. It was every month or something. I mean,
yeah,
that seems a bit unusual.
Every 3 weeks maybe, but she just said it wasn't a requirement. Mm. And if there's 131060, any girls listening who want to talk about it, maybe... It is something that you've dealt with in a relationship. Maybe you're no longer in it, or maybe you're in it at the moment. Because I don't think all guys, or maybe there's guys listening, I don't think guys need it all the time necessarily. And I think maybe they end up feeling like they have to.
Why is Fev giving you the silent treatment?
I can't come. I mean, I'm just
almost dumb to that.
I mean, I can't come with you. That's what I meant.
No. It all made sense in context. Let's take a break.
Actually, meant like I can't come with you. 13, I don't get it.
13, 10, 60.
No, the beauty of this is you're not supposed to get everything,
yep.
And there are elements to people's lives that aren't necessarily like yours.
I wish
like
I had
yours.
That 5 seconds back.
Let's take a break.
Only takes 5 seconds.
Fifi, Dave, Fev and Byron.
We were just having a chat about these leaked tapes, audio tapes of Princess Diana apparently having a session with a voice coach, and I imagine that's for public speaking, and it ends up being this incredibly private discussion about her unsatisfactory sex life with Prince Charles. I really feel for the royals that this stuff always comes out, or their phone. Remember when Charles's phone got hacked? And this is so personal. But what came out of it was that Diana did reveal, or she said, that intimate relations with Charles, that it wasn't a requirement from him. So he wasn't wanting it from her. And we've just opened the conversation, because I think sometimes people will even talk up their sex life because, like, oh, yeah, we're doing it. And you can be with a partner that doesn't actually want to do it or is not into it. Mm. And we've got Sonia from St Albans on the line. Hi, Sonia.
Hi there.
Hey, Sonia. Can you relate to this in any way?
Yeah, I can actually. I've been with my partner for 15 months now, and we've only probably had it twice this year, but he's actually going through some depression now, so it's kind of, it's a very, pretty much a downward spiral for him at the moment. So it's been frustrating, I'm not going to lie, but look, obviously the easy option for me is to sort of walk away and sort of, oh, I can't handle this, but you know what, end of the day, there's everything else that there's there between us. So he's getting the help now, which is great. So that's absolutely the first step for him. And, you know, he's acknowledged it, which is absolutely awesome for him too. So, you know, it's been tough, but I know we'll get through it.
Yeah, it's tough on a few levels because, Sonia, you're right. There's more to a relationship than sex. That's one component. If you've got intimacy, emotional intimacy, you've got that connection. You don't necessarily throw away a relationship because of that. But also it has different, the side effects are, Sonia, that you can start to feel like you're not attractive enough. Why doesn't he want it? And he can start to feel, oh, I'm a man, I should be wanting it. So you can play.
You almost, all that,
I bet you have. So I think the fact that you're working through it together, I think that's really wonderful.
Yeah, well said, Boxy. And I reckon, Son, that I went through depression, and I think with all the medication that you get on, you probably do lose that drive a little bit. But as long as you stick with him, and love him and get him through that, I think you'll come out the other end, which will be good.
Yeah. Thanks for your call, Sonia.
Don't give up.
Jess in Wyndham Vale. Hi, Jess.
Hi, how are you going?
Yeah, good, Jess. Can you relate to this revelation that Diana didn't feel like Charles wanted any intimacy with her, physically?
Oh, definitely. I've been married 17 years, and I'll be totally honest, right from the get-go, I've not been interested in sex. I just don't like the intimacy of it. I don't like the whole yuckiness of it. I don't know. It just doesn't do anything for me. It doesn't mean I don't love my husband. I do. I love my husband very much. I just don't like to have sex.
And your husband doesn't like it either, or?
Oh, no, he does. He loves it. But unfortunately, I just don't. And so, you know, that's just how it is in our relationship.
Just another quick one, Boxy. So when he obviously loves it, so he's going to be, you know, leaning towards wanting to do it all the time. What do you say to him?
I just say he knows the rules. So I just tell him, I just can't deal with it. It's just something that I've never been able to deal with, and I don't know why.
Jess is the boss.
So
he knows the rules.
Does that go down the path of, do you discuss ways of, I'm not saying necessarily I'm suggesting you have an open relationship, but does he then look for it elsewhere? Is that something that you're worried about or that you've discussed?
No, not at all.
Oh, good.
There's other ways of being intimate with somebody other than having sex.
Yeah.
So, I think that's the more important thing, is that we have an emotional connection and, we love each other very much. And so the actual physical act of sex is not that important between us both. I know he enjoys it, but there's other ways of being intimate with somebody.
I couldn't agree with you more, Jess. And I actually think you can have more intimacy and more connection that's not necessarily physical, but just out of interest. And you've been so frank and honest with us. How often, how many times a year would you necessarily have physical relations?
I'll be honest, probably once a year, because I really am not, I just can't.
No, so other ways, other ways of being intimate.
Well, let's not go through a whole list.
Do you go out for dinner? Do you do things? What do you do?
We do a lot of things together. We spend a lot of time together, quality time together, going out, doing things. Enjoying each other's company, we hold hands, we cuddle, we do things like that, but we just don't have the actual,
Yeah, and Jess, I think the thing, and it's, thank you so much. It was really brave of
you
to share that with us, and I think it's important because there might be other people in the same boat who don't, you get told, particularly from a, young age these days, whether you're watching video clips or following, the Kardashians, you go, I've got to be sexy. I've got to like this. And if you just don't, you don't. And I think it's really important that you shared that, Jess. And also the point that Jess made at the end, relationships are more than sex. And I think it's great that you found somebody and that you want to be together regardless of that.
Yep.
Good
I do too.
Appreciate your call at 7:36 on the Fox.
Fifi, Dave, Fev and Byron.
I tell you what, Ninja Warrior is a show that just took this country by storm. And we were all on our break. The three of us were overseas. Dave, Fev and myself, Byron, you weren't. You're in Dalesford.
I was on a road trip.
And you're on a V-line, just bloody love and life.
Hashtag visit Victoria.
And we came back.
I don't know if anyone's been to the thriving metropolis of Hamilton anytime soon.
Warrnambool, the burgers there, phenomenal.
Anyway, Ninja Warrior, what a standout show for Channel 9, just came and dominated.
Mate, it's like it's a knockout got on PEDs, guys. They just jacked that up a notch.
And then look, the four of us, we didn't necessarily watch it, but last night.
I watched it. Okay. Oh, kid, I tell you.
Thank God you did, because no one else did.
Oh, Byron was too busy being in Maui. They don't get it out there.
The kids love this show.
Well, it's funny you say
unbelievable.
That.
Unbelievable.
Because, Fev, last night, so I did the project, got home to my house, and my lounge room is for my nephews, my two gorgeous nephews. They were there, Sonny and Walter, watching it. My brothers are watching it. I'm like, guys, I'm off to bed. But they were all really getting into the grand final. Into
it. I don't want to be a stickler now. They've been very much warriors, but as far as ninjas are concerned, I saw every one of them. Like, they're very bad ninjas. They're not hiding at all. I know their identity. They're not even trying. Most of them got their shirts off.
Mr. Miyagi be flat.
Well, if you missed it last night, think about it. The series had built up, and they're finally the grand final. And who won?
Well, we warned the second part of this course was going to be tough, but it was brutal. Taking out our ninjas in the first few obstacles and leaving Mount Midoriyama untouched. But it has been an incredible grand final.
You can say that again, Beck. Train hard, ninjas, because Mount Midoriyama is up there and it awaits like a beacon waiting to be conquered. From Ninja Island, thank you.
Hang on.
And good night.
Who won?
Yep, that's...
No winner. Barron.
Who won?
Who won Mount Maduri?
I was sitting there with the girls, and this is like Lulu's favourite show. She's showered, dinner. Ninja Warrior starts at 7:30. Sit down. We watch the whole show. And I'm going, okay, he's got the time. Who's going to win? They didn't mention it the whole show who was going to win. Nobody won. There was an anti-climax, and Lily goes, oh my God, this is the worst show I've ever watched, because there was no winner. We need a winner.
I know, Fev, and you know what I'm interested in? Because it was all filmed back in December last year. Like, there's time to redo the ending or come up with a different
100% so Boxy. And I sent a tweet out, and then I just went back and followed everyone else's tweet, and everyone in Australia that I follow pretty much said the same thing. What's happened? Who's the winner?
They assume
why?
A certain attachment to the Mount Masuniana or whatever it's called.
As Mount Maduria.
Why is it so important that that's intact?
Or when they realised it was really hard, go back and reshoot it and make it a bit easier.
Well, around the world, it's been going for 8 years around the world, and it's big in a lot of countries, and only one person's ever toppled Mount Maduria.
Right.
So that's it. But who cares? You want a winner. You know what they all did get? They handed out, you know, when you used to play footy, you get the McDonald's participation award.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
They all got a Happy Meal each. That's it.
Did they? They got a small Sprite and they could bugger off.
Yeah, that's all they got.
I mean, it's the equivalent of MasterChef ending and go, well, you're all good. Off you go, be kitchen hands, whatever you need to do. We're done.
No.
Pack up the kitchen.
I'll tell you what, because it's pre-recorded, it's the equivalent of Game of Thrones. Just getting the war's still going, to be honest.
Hi, I'm Dr. Nikki, sexologist and relationship expert. As a sexologist, I get asked a lot of questions.
When you look at the internet, what images do you look at?
Are we doing it right? Am I normal?
Figuring out whether I want other people in my life to know about this.
There's a lack of permission and education out there.
It depends on the connection you have with people.
Where there's so much information that's needed that here's a platform where I can say all the things that I can't say on air.
So I have one leg that's suspended off the ground.
So this is why I've started Sex and Life. Download me, Dr. Nikki with Sex and Life, podcast1.com.au and the Podcast One app.
There is a list in the Herald Sun today, and I take issue with it on behalf of you, my friend Brendan Favola.
Oh, what have I done?
And I'd be interested, Dave Byron, to hear what you think. So there's a list of the game changers in AFL since 2001.
Oh, well, we all know what number one is. Okay, go to a song.
Well, Dave.
Of course.
I would have thought you'd be number one.
That's a game changer.
Sorry, what?
You've come in at number three.
Why would you bring it up?
I don't know. Well,
so what two people does he need a pressure point to get to number one?
We need to pressure point Acker.
Well, see, number one.
Number two. Now, yeah. I don't know. Acker, colourful figure of the game, but I think you should have come in before Acker.
Is it colourful figures or?
Well, it's game changers.
Game changers.
I mean, there's a lot. You're right. Maybe the
personalities? List. Is it?
No. And then, look, they've done a little insert. Cult figures.
Figures?
We'll go with cult figures. Well, I think you're a bigger cult figure.
Well, this is weird. I mean, if it's game changers for the worst, I could do that. You put me in a side and I'll make sure you lose by 200 points. I could be a game changer if it's only for...
In at number one, Dane Swan.
Oh, did he win the jungle?
Exactly. No. They clearly didn't take in jungle status because you are king of the jungle. And Dane third. Was he third? Don't get me wrong.
I can't remember who finishes second and third.
Dane and Acker.
Who wins?
Yeah, Fev never looks behind him.
Sport. I'm just saying Dane and Acker obviously deserve to be on the list. Sure. And they're wonderful.
I'll tell you who wrote it. It'd be someone like John Ralph. Who wrote it?
I don't know. I don't think they've put their name to it.
Oh, but they're running
John
scared.
Ralph. Yeah,
John
there
Ralph.
It is. There you go. No. Oh,
explains
hang on.
Everything.
I just turned the page. There's another list.
What?
This one is shock and floor, footy's biggest scandals. Oh, now this one you'll win, my friend.
Surely I'm number one.
You were a walking scandal in the AFL.
You got this.
No. Oh, dear, no. Hang on. Oh, Fev.
Am I in it? I don't.
You're
hopefully, I'm not in it.
Number eight. How did you get eight?
It is a travesty.
You've dropped further down the list. Now,
you're kidding me.
Who's above him?
Well, number one, and okay, fair play, Essendon and Asada. That was a pretty big scandal.
That's just quite large. Well, hang on a second. How many times has he been naked this year on front of camera? Like, the Asada thing's petered away, but this guy's been naked in a park, naked in a bath, naked in the snow.
Number two, I'll pay this one too. Ben Cousins.
Oh, he's in jail.
He's in jail. And he's had a rough trot.
That beats
I reckon he's. Okay. But what's this? The Melbourne tanking saga? That's beaten you? Well, that shouldn't have.
Are you
kidding? Travis Tuck's third illicit drug strike? I don't even remember
you
that.
You got kicked out of a country. Ireland won't take you
is
back.
Is a Carlton thing in there? Something Carlton, surely.
Carlton, hang on. The Kurt Tippett affair. Who's that?
Sydney's one.
Carlton's salary cap cheating was in at number three.
I was part of that.
So you...
he wants to be higher up.
Fifi, Dave, Fev and Byron.
Hey, guys, and I know people like to listen to crazy radio, but Jaffel Friday just turned into Jaffel Wednesday.
We're all in Jaffel.
Crazy. Amazing.
I tell you what, I'm worried that it's only July. By the end of the year, we may have no politicians in Parliament. Because this crazy law that says that you can't have dual citizenship is bringing
the
Parliament
house
undone. It is. We've lost two Green senators.
You mean the upper house?
Larissa Waters and Scott Ludlam. They had to resign last week from federal Parliament. Larissa Waters, of course, was born in Canada. Didn't realise that she still was a Canadian citizen.
11 months.
Anyway, so that brought her undone. And now, just last night, but it was breaking news, Matt Canavan, Resources Minister, so he's in Cabinet at the moment for the Turnbull government. Now this is interesting. I'll let him explain what happened. So this was at his press conference last night.
In 2006, my mother lodged documents with the Italian consulate in Brisbane to become an Italian citizen. In doing so, it would appear that she made an application for me to become an Italian citizen as well. I had no knowledge that I myself had become an Italian citizen, nor had I requested to become an Italian citizen.
Oh, brutal.
I mean, a couple of things. How is that able to happen without you somehow being there in person, signing, that you're becoming a citizen of a country? You'd think they'd want you there. Fev, you could go in and make me a citizen of, I don't know, Lithuania. I need to be there.
Lithuania.
I need to be there.
Surely, with the photo and the signature.
Anyway, poor Matt, I mean, essentially, his mum's just lost him his job. That's what's happened there.
That's exactly what's happened there.
And I don't want to be disrespectful to Mrs. Canavan, and she had the best intentions. What's interesting about this, though, is she wasn't even born in Italy. Either was Matt. Matt's never been to Italy.
So wait, how did you pull that off?
So it's his grandparents. So the grandparents were Italian. She wasn't born there. She's realised she can apply for it. Thought, I'll apply for it for my son too. Let's all go in.
Well, but you can kind of understand that, in that I'm a dual citizen, and you're like, I'll just hold on to it, because you get a shorter line when you turn up to Europe.
I actually want... That's what I want to do.
Yeah, you just...
With the Fevola,
Italian.
Yeah,
I can be Italian and French, because my nan's French, Monique. Yeah. I can get all that gear.
But
I'll be like Jason Bourne.
You could get it. You could do that. It would be your choice, not your mum's choice.
But I find it so strange that, you know, like, as if he would be sitting there, he's got a cabinet portfolio, it all just gets a bit too much, and he goes, oh, bugger this. I'm going to be the resources minister in Rome. This is too much for me. Like, you don't just jump ship... You know, the idea that you would just go to another country just off the top of your head.
I know. I think the law may need to be revised at some stage, because they're dropping like flies at the moment. Yeah. And essentially what's happened here to Matt Canavan, prestigious role in Parliament, he's gotten fired or lost his job because of his mum. So 131060, we thought, to empathise with him, did your mum get you fired, or was she somehow responsible for you losing your job?
Oh, Mum.
Now, she might not have set your alarm, or might have done something. Who knows? Yeah. It could be something. Or conversely, and I guess we don't want to put mums under the bus, did you get your mum fired?
Well.
Let's just.
Well, Boxy.
What?
Byron.
Oh, Fev.
Two what? People in this room may have got my mum fired.
No! What do you mean?
What did those two do?
Dave and I did a gig out at Werribee Golf Club.
Oh, no!
We did a sportsman's night.
No!
And only about 10 people rocked up, and they obviously had to...
Yeah, we didn't draw a crowd.
Yeah, no crowd. And Mum organised it, and a lot of expenses went into that night.
No.
About 2 weeks later, Kazza got sacked.
Your mum lost her job? Oh, Fev, that's terrible.
Yeah. Whoops, Kazza. Oh, she's okay, though.
Is she?
And you and Dave.
I'm so sorry.
You got my mum sacked, Dave.
Oh. I feel so bad, because I remember there was no one turned up, and I said, is this a fundraiser, Fev? And he goes, nah. He goes, just bloody grab your money and run. I was happy to hand it back.
Yeah, no.
Is Kazza all right?
Yeah,
I'm so sorry.
Yeah, but... Yeah, Play a song, Byron.
Yeah, no, we'll go to a break.
We talked about this only a month ago when it happened. I didn't know this fallout had occurred.
Kaz is all right.
Okay.
Is she? So.
Did your mum get
your
fired?
She's got me as a son. She's sweet.
Or did you, like, Fev, get your mum fired?
And Dave.
Like, did you
hang
you,
a second.
Did they... you and your friend get your mum fired?
Hey, guys, we've looked around the office here. They hire anyone here at Fox FM. We can get her on the books. Yeah, surely.
Fifi, Dave, Fev and Byron.
Resources Minister Matt Canavan had to quit last night. Had to quit Cabinet. He's got a great job. Because this whole dual citizenship that's come to light, that means that politicians are dropping like
flies.
It's
really throwing a spanner in the works, isn't it?
Yeah, well, I guess in the whole joining a party, now there will be someone whose job is to say just before you sign up, are you a dual citizen?
Well, I think they've actually hired someone, Boxy, to go around and check everyone's. Yeah, good job.
Yeah, Peter Dutton, are you a foreigner? Are you a foreigner? Get out!
Yet in defence of Matt, he has come out.
Something to do.
Yeah, the minister has come out and said, look, I've never been to Italy. Hmm. I wasn't born there. My mum, when I was 25, applied for me to be a citizen without my knowledge.
Mum.
So it seems a bit tough, and his mum may very well be responsible for him losing his job. So we've said 13260. Did your mum get you fired? Or we just heard a really tragic story from Fev that he only 3 or 4 weeks ago, with Dave's help, got his mum fired.
I think it was Dave.
From a local golf club.
Whoa. Terrible.
Whoa. Hey, whoa. I brought joy and laughter into their lives. I don't know.
I brought nothing.
Natalie in Ringwood. Hi, Nat.
Hi, how you going?
Yeah, good. Nat, were you responsible? Were your mum responsible for getting you fired?
My mum was responsible.
What'd she do?
So I rocked up, had a job interview, aced it, got a brand new job as a real estate agent full time, was my first grown-up job. I was really excited. And then I obviously had the pre-job jitters, started feeling a bit anxious. You know, mum's the one that you go and vent to when you're nervous about this sort of thing. And so she called the job the night before I was due to start and was saying, oh, you know, she's really nervous and I don't know if she can do it.
No!
Oh, yep. Mum.
Yeah. Really? So I died pretty much and then was panicking, called them and didn't hear anything back, and then they called me the next morning and was like, no, that's just way too unprofessional. Is your mum going to call every time that, you know?
Oh, man.
Oh, your mum must have felt terrible.
Not as terrible as she probably should have felt.
Well, mum, I mean, that's...
Have you got a good job now, Nat?
It took me a year, but I just started one on Monday.
Did you live off mum?
Did mum pay for your rent?
I did not. Mum actually had to move in with me at one point.
But my favourite part about your mum, it's one thing to ring and say my daughter's really nervous, but the bit where she said, and I'm not sure she'll be able to do the job. That seemed unnecessary.
Thanks, Natalie. It has worked out eventually. Wow.
Oh, Melissa and Doreen. Hi, Melissa.
Hi.
Melissa, did your mum lose your job or get you sacked?
She got me sacked. Unintentionally, of course. Okay, so pretty much used to work at Coles in the deli. Beautiful, fresh rotisserie chicken straight out of the oven, family size, just to be precise. And she goes, oh, cheeky little discount. And I thought, okay, no worries. And that wasn't enough, obviously. She used her discount card as well, and that was the end of it for me.
Skimming off the chicken. Top.
That's something Byron would do.
Oh, come on. Yeah. How did it turn that way?
Well, you do have a lot of discount cards.
Okay. Yeah, well,
you took my coffee cards.
That would be your dream if Zephyr could get you a discount.
Is there such thing as a staff discount in those places?
Yeah, I think it's a 5% staff discount.
Interesting.
At Coles. Yeah.
I worked at Macca's.
Oh, you're interested in a job.
When I worked at Macca's, I got a staff discount. You get 50% off, I think.
Right.
So she's double dipped.
I mean, chicken meal was like $2.50. Right. Like, oh, every day.
So Melissa's mum's double dipped on the discount.
Yes, you would have put your payback. And she's lost her job.
Right.
Ash in Craigieburn. Hi, Ash.
Hi, how are you going?
Yeah, good, Ash. How did your mum lose your job?
So I used to work at KFC as my first job, and I really wanted to attend a mate's 18th. And she said, yeah, go ahead, basically pull a sickie. And so I did, and she ended up calling my work that night when I was at this party, which in turn classified as me basically wagging my work, and I lost my job.
So why did she call your work, Ash?
She's throwing you under the bus.
I don't know. I think it was just her, your actions, you live with it kind of thing.
Oh, so she dobbed you in?
She dobbed her in. She's like, hey, you need to work. Don't worry about going out to parties. You need to work to make your money. Off you go to the party. Bang. Oh, ring the KFC.
Gone.
She's at a party. Unlucky, Ash.
You don't expect that.
Just change your shift. Like, turn up hungover like Leon Shergren, our producer here, who's been at Splendor all weekend. Look at him. He hasn't even clocked in the last few days.
Who's he call, Ash?
Hi, I'm Gary Megan, and I do a little show on Podcast One called A Plate to Call Home, and it's about fascinating people all centred around food. This is a show for foodies, but it's more than that. It's a show about the people and the stories behind food. I think you know that I'm obsessed by food. Everything in my life revolves around it, and I love nothing better than to spend a little time talking about people that are equally as passionate, sharing their stories and getting to know what makes them tick. It's called A Plate to Call Home, and it's available on the Podcast One app or on podcastone.com.au.
Tonight, The Bachelor launches on Channel 10, Matty J. He's going to be front and centre trying to find the woman of his dreams. And we were talking about this a bit earlier in the show, Fev, that it's interesting because we know Matty J because he was on the last series with Georgia Love trying to win her heart. And now we're going to see he was rejected that series, but now, no, he gets to be front and centre and goes, now I'm going to make my pick. My pick.
Oh, it's a romantic trash intrusion.
Isn't it? And tonight's a bit of a lucky dip because it's the cocktail party. Now, this is, some would argue, the best episode because it's when you meet all the girls and all their quirks and traits come to light.
This is a fun one, isn't it?
It is, isn't it? And then it's also the episode.
No interest.
I reckon for some this is the only one you watch, though, this one tonight.
This is always, remember like Australian Idol? Remember the first rounds? We're like, well, what were you thinking? It's only the funnest ones for me.
The funnest ones on those shows are when they show all the bloopers.
Yeah, exactly.
The people that can't sing.
Well, okay, so cocktail party, what has happened traditionally, and we're not sure why, and maybe it is a producer that whispers in the ear of one of the contestants, hey, you know what you need? A prop. Because I've never had a guy hit on me using a prop.
Right.
And talking about props, can we just get Leon on the phone?
Oh.
Leon had a prop at Splendor.
Sorry, what?
It was a hat, not a prop.
That's a prop.
Wait. What's a hat?
What did it say?
Best dad.
And what did the girl say to you?
Have you got kids?
And what did you say?
No, but then we started chatting. Yeah, it worked.
And did you go out on a date?
Yeah.
Well, that's an effective prop.
That's a prop.
I thought what I might do to celebrate The Bachelor launching tonight is to put together a list of some of the best moments props were used on The Bachelor.
Yes.
Man, I love this. This is the best.
Geez, that is a great tune.
Isn't it? That's really good. Okay, now there's four because there was too many to choose from. In at number four, this goes back to 2014. Blake, our mate Dave, Blake used to ring our show all the time.
Remember when he didn't take his top off for charity? That's the only episode I reckon I've ever watched. They were playing pool and they said, we'll give you $5,000 if you take it. Oh, that was The Apprentice. Wrong show.
Anyway, thanks for helping. Pushing on. Number four.
Anyway, so number four. Katrina, she rocked up on the red carpet and not only did she have a guitar in her hand, she'd written the song for him.
Here's a song I wrote for you. I've been alone for so long now and I kind of like it somehow.
That was amazing.
How was that not number one?
Because people use guitars. I reckon I've been to lots of parties where guys have pulled out guitars and hope that the girls like it when they play Summer of 69. Yeah? Guys always use guitars.
No, it's pretty common prop. Pretty common prop.
Your life is a surprise package.
Anyway. in at number three, now this was 2015, Bachelorette, Sam Frost, Drew. He rocked up with a very interesting prop.
For ages I was trying to work out what I was going to say and all that sort of stuff, and I thought, you know what, I'm going to get a little bit of a helping hand, so I hope you don't mind. It might look a bit weird, but...
Okay.
Holy, I was not expecting that at all. That was an owl. A barnyard owl. He brought an owl with him.
What is he, Harry Potter?
I don't know. That was so. It gets more bizarre than that. If you thought
it would have been better,
we're not
as a
near
parrot.
The top. Guys, we're not even near the top of the list.
A dove.
Yet.
There's so many more romantic and like birds than an owl.
And then only last year, Georgia Love on The Bachelorette, she was wooed by a donkey.
Lee has a rather unusual way of making a first impression.
Oh my god!
Do you need any help?
And he's about to look like a bit of an ass.
It was a little bit of a disaster.
It didn't quite go to plan.
Was he implying he was Shrek?
Hey.
With his little mate?
I know.
What,
sure.
What was he thinking? What was it? Did he say why?
This all defies, it beggars belief. I don't know what these people are doing. But, and how's this for a little tease for tonight's show? Boys. So we've got tonight Matty J. Now he's going to meet Kobe Frost. Not no relation to Sam, I don't think. Anyway, boys, I'm going to play the audio. I'm guessing nothing turns you on like helium.
Kobe has a unique way of making a first impression.
Hi, my name's Kobe.
Hi, Kobe, my name's Maddie. So what made you want to do this as an idea?
I don't know, I just thought it would be funny.
Man, Kobe was really sweet.
Who wants to hear two munchkins going for it?
I got nothing.
8:35 on the Fox.
Isn't that sad when you're looking going, geez, I wish he just brought a donkey. That would have been better.
Fifi, Dave, Fev and Byron.
A lot of news over the last couple of days about schoolies and what the future holds on the Gold Coast, the home of schoolies and toolies for that matter. But, I mean, there's many different places people often go to, Phillip Island here in Victoria, or maybe Lawn, or maybe Dalesford, or Byron Bay. There's Bali schoolies now, but Gold Coast is the home of the schoolies, and there are some body corporates that are starting a campaign, and the owners of a lot of apartments are saying we won't rent places out to schoolies because...
Hang on a second. Like, it's the Gold Coast. People over 18 act like that. It's not as if it's just year 12 leavers.
Well, the only thing is, and the case that's been cited over the last few days, is one, and the footage that's emerged of one apartment being trashed so bad, $40,000 worth of damage. And this is, it's now a problem for owners and landlords that what they end up getting at the end of that 2 weeks is a place that they usually need to somehow refurbish. So they're saying, no, enough of it. We're not even going to rent. We're not renting them. We're closing them for the few weeks, which is, that's really the power of the people. Because even the schoolies organisers have come out and said, we'll never actually end schoolies. But then these are the people who own the properties who go, you watch us. we can.
Shack up on the beach. Take a tent.
Oh, that's true. Sleep over a cocktail and dreams for the night. Wake up with your drinker the next day and carry on.
And I thought, you know, this might be a good time. If this is the end of schoolies, particularly on the Gold Coast, why don't we relive the hits and memories? And 131060, if you've got some schoolies memories that you, before it goes, and if it does go, what do you remember? Because I, for one...
What have you got a crazy story about finishing year 12 and... visiting a museum with your mum? What kind of crazy stories have you got, Phoebe?
Unfortunately, because schoolies happened, we finished our exams and then we had to come back at the start of December for our speech night, which was at the Melbourne Concert Hall.
Because you were school captain.
Yeah, so as school captain, I had to write a speech. So I couldn't go because I had to stay home and write a speech for speech night.
Wait, for December though?
Yeah, but was it like 2 weeks in November? I wanted to focus on my speech.
For 2 weeks?
Yes. It was a really good speech, Dave. I put a lot of effort into it.
But why did you give a speech at the end? Sayonara, fools, and then you walk off stage.
No, because I was school captain and I owed a lot to that school intern, which is still, you know, there.
A two-week workshop.
That's amazing.
I reckon you could have made half a week up there and then spent 3 days working on your speech.
I've got no schoolie stories because I didn't go.
Yeah, I didn't go either, so I have no schoolies because I got drafted in year 11, so I was playing AFL, so well, I just went to the Greek Islands for mine on a footy trip. That was sort of my schoolies.
Your playing career felt like schoolies.
About to say, and then I lived it out for the rest of my career.
Well, I remembered, like for us, honestly, and I know I sound like old man winter now, but schoolies wasn't a huge thing when I left. I mean, I grew up in Geelong too, like none of us could afford,
just went down to Lawn.
Afford the V-line ticket. But a couple of years later, my mate's sister was like this. She's like, we're going down to Lawn. And I went... Oh, cool. My mate was going to come down, but then he pulled out. My mate's sister goes, oh, we'll just come down with us anyway.
and I didn't know what it was. Oh, I've become a toolie.
I
walked into it. I was 2 years older than everyone. Going, I'll buy you booze. Then I was like, oh no, I'm a toolie.
That guy. Anyway, we'll see how we go. 13.
Did you even, you wouldn't 10, have finished 60. School, did you?
Well, it was for well, see, this was, and yeah, I enjoyed that. Thanks.
Well, did you?
This was back when I was Greg.
Yeah, so Greg did Greg finish year 12?
It was Gregory Byron Cook, changed my name at 18.
Did Greg finish year 12?
Yeah,
Greg,
what did you do? Did
Greg
you do
did a, well at school, but Greg
did you
went,
do a Bible reading or something, Greg?
Greg went up to Surfers Paradise and didn't have fake ID. Greg was only 17 and just sat at the Ocean Blue Resort at Surfers, which was also known
by
as
yourself?
The Ocean. It was also known as the Ocean Screw.
Did you have your cans around?
Were you with
did you
Trent
have your,
Wheeler?
Did you have your Beats by Game Day around your neck?
No, I was with Trent Wheeler. I was with another guy called Ryan Morn. Who brought, careful of the time slot, but he brought a box of a certain thing that he would think he would need a box of those.
A prophylactic.
What, UDLs?
And no, what Dave said. And
protection.
Famously didn't use one of them.
Oh, that's embarrassing.
Brought a box?
They brought an entire box.
Do you still have them?
Oh, that's very funny.
Fifi, Dave, Fev and Byron.
Talking schoolies and we're talking hits and memories because now is the time when school leavers would start to think about booking accommodation. But we all know, it's been in the news the last couple of days, there are some body corporates that are joining forces and they've got a campaign to shut it down. So they're not going to rent out their apartments to schoolies or anyone. I guess they're just shutting them down for a couple of weeks. And we thought, how sad would this be if this was the end of schoolies? So we thought, let's
I hope it does get
go
banned.
Down. Okay, yeah, I was going to say, Fev, Mia's in her final year
yes,
at the moment, isn't
she's
she?
She's off to that way.
Heading that way,
heading north. You don't want to specifically point out. Yeah.
Would you be going with her?
We might have to go on a little bit of a holiday at the same time.
Well, then who's looking after who?
I can imagine. The
He's done it again.
He'll be up and about.
That's so funny. Just you as a dad on schoolies would be amazing.
Mr. Favola, I don't want to keep drinking. You all keep drinking. Let's go.
Oh, no.
Drink responsibly.
Absolutely. Now, we've got Renee from Point Cook. Hi, Renee.
Hi guys.
Renee, we're remembering schoolies. Did you have a good one? Was there a highlight?
Well, we went up with 10 of us and we only came home with 5 on the flight that we booked home because the others missed their flight home.
Ah, did you find them eventually?
Oh yeah, they ended up coming back on the next day. But yeah, they missed their morning flight because some silly person decided to book the morning flight.
Yeah, that's a rookie error. That's an expected of a schoolie.
Don't you always, you see it, it's a $30 flight, but it's at 5:50 a.m. And you think, yeah, I'll do it.
I did that in Hong Kong twice on a footy trip. Missed my flight.
Yeah, you would have thought you'd know better than that.
And I was like, 29.
Yeah. A toolie. Jake in Epping. Hi, Jake.
Hey, guys, what's going on?
Yeah, Jake, we're reliving the hits and memories of schoolies.
Yeah, so my schoolies memory is me and the boys had a few drinks one night. We decided to go fishing, but we had no chairs. So we took the couch out of the apartment and used that on Rye Pier. And then we thought, how are we going to get it back? So we just threw it in Rye Pier.
What?
We threw it in the beach, sorry. We threw it off Rye Pier into the beach.
An emotional memory.
Catch off the pier.
Yeah.
Wow.
What just happened there?
Sorry.
Oh, I don't know. We just couldn't be bothered taking it back.
Jake, so much to laugh about. More particularly, I love that we're playing the theme
what
track to Cats.
What?
No, Dave, I was
trying to get something else.
Hang on. You'll enjoy this because I watched it. Byron as Jez, who's a superstar, and he's been getting so much great audio all morning.
Our audio producer.
Been asking him to get.
I just wanted the piano part from Memories. That's all I wanted.
No, but what you wanted was From the Way We Were, and you've ended up with
That's what I've ended up with.
Lost it.
So anyway, Christina from Reservoirs on the line with her memories. Schoolies memories.
Hi, Christina. Are you a Cats fan?
So I was 17 when school finished, and I actually went with my mum to schoolies. I had a trip with my mum.
Oh, wow. Hang on. So you went with your mum or your mum went with you?
No. All my friends went, like, camping to, like, Rye and all that, and mum said, how about we go to Sydney instead for a week?
Really? Just went to a day spa and lived it up?
Pretty much lived in an apartment all week.
What a great thing.
I pretty much spent all the money I'd saved within like 2 days. And then come home and all my friends were like, yeah, you know, it sort of rained. It was like, just like, well, I was in Sydney. I went on a ferry.
I'm going to do that. I'm going to talk to
it was good. And we drove up. So we actually stopped in Canberra first, and it was just after Memorial. So we stopped in Canberra first. It was great.
Go certainly a memory. Could you have heard something from Joseph and his Technicolor dream coat, or does it have to be Cats?
Have you got any lamies?
That sounded like so much fun.
Hello.
My mate Scorcher, you guys who are co-coached down with Melton South, he bribed his daughter, who, very smart girl, bribed his daughter not to go to schoolies, and he will take her and a friend to Disneyland.
Oh, gosh.
Or to Hawaii, sorry, went to Hawaii. 10 days, all paid for, as long as she didn't go to schoolies.
Mm-hmm.
She goes, yeah, no worries. Little did Scorcher know that for the last year that she's booked it with the mum, when she got back, she went to schoolies for a week. Stitched him up.
After. So yeah. Late schoolies.
Yeah. No, she went to schoolies a week later.
After the Disneyland trip.
But he needed to make the Disneyland trip while schoolies was on.
Bad mistake.
Yeah.
Scorcher. So
she got best of both worlds.
Are you kidding?
Cost him a fortune.
Scorcher, what are you doing, mate?
Yeah, silly boy.
That Fifi, Dave, Bev and Byron catch-up was delivered directly to your ears, valet style. Next time you fly, you can upgrade to valet parking as well for only $20 when you book online and park before 12 September in the at terminal T1, T2, T3 car park. melbourneairport.com.au